Do you guys think you know your true potential?
I think it's quite difficult, you know, to understand how far, like, you can go. But I think, obviously, you always have the opportunity to make yourself better in whatever you want to do by practicing or spending time, like, working hard towards a goal. So I don't think potential has, like, a limit to it. I think you can always keep extending yourself.
Yeah, I feel like I know my true potential. Like, I think I can do anything if I really want to and I work at it. But I think it's a matter of being interested in those things and being able to really excel in those things. And that depends on if you enjoy it or not. Mm-hmm. It's like with classes and stuff. Like Chinese SL is quite difficult. And I know if I wanted to and I worked extremely hard, I could get, like, my grade that I want, but it's a matter of me being able to, like, prioritize and take time to do that, to kind of reach that potential.
Yeah, I think no one actually knows what their true potential is, because until we put ourselves in the position, and, like, with regards to the subjects that we were talking about in class, like, with chemistry, I feel as though it's, like, a more difficult subject for me, and I might not be doing as well. But like Lauren said, if I enjoy it and if I actually put in the work, then I can reach the potential, my full potential.
Yeah, I think so as well. Like, chemistry, at least for me, takes a lot of, like, work to actually understand it compared to, like, other subjects. So I think just because I have to put more effort in, it's, like, more difficult for me to feel, like, confident in, like, what I'm doing, even though I like it more than other subjects.
Vidushi, you mentioned, like, you reaching your full potential, but, I mean, does anyone really have, like you said, like, there's no limit to potential, right? So, to reach your full potential, does that mean, like, you're just content with the level that you're at, or reaching your full potential, like, your maximum amount that you can succeed in that class?
Like, with classes?
Or, like, in any subject?
Yeah, like, anything ever, like, obviously, I guess full potential is not the right word to use to describe this, because, like, we don't actually know what our full potential is, and we can always do better. And obviously we'll have success, but there's probably a way to for that to be even better and to be more successful. So it's not really full potential, it's just, like, more potential.
What do you think, Ava?
Yeah, I think I agree with Vidushi. I think that you really shouldn't, like, set limits for yourself in terms of what you can do, and if you have, like, the motivation and the ability to work harder, then you can achieve whatever you'd like to achieve.
Yeah. I mean, do you think it's really necessary for growth mindset, to have a growth mindset to reach your, like, potential, or, like, to understand your potential?
Well, yeah, I think a growth mindset is important, because if you're really hard on yourself, like, it's okay to be hard on yourself sometimes, but if you're, like, if you're constantly telling yourself that you can't do something, and if you don't believe that you can grow or do better in something, then you're not going to do better in it, because you're just being so negative, and everyone needs, like, self-motivation in order to do better in something.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think, like, if you have, like, a fixed mindset, then you're going to, like, feel like you're limiting yourself in whatever you do. So I think you'll never reach, like, what you want to reach, or what you're capable of reaching, you know.
Yeah.